Just 5 minutes after the hour. Welcome, welcome, welcome back to the whole show powered by PDC Energy, live from the Auto Collision Specialist Studios. Thanks for being with us here today. Our first Advantage text line. It's hey, we got the poll question fired up about MPJ. Give us a text 888-500-888-530-0043. I told you I just messed it up one time, but I got it out of my system now, Colfax. We're good. Joining me now on our First Advantage hotline, Denver Nuggets brand new assistant coach, Popeye Jones. Coach Jones spent 11 seasons in the NBA. Coach, thank you so much for giving us some time today.
Hey, Brady. Hey, nice. Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
Hey, I got to tell you the story because we met on Twitter. That's the first time we ever exchanged anything on Twitter or anything.
And
I grew up a huge basketball fan, Coach, all the time. So I've been a huge NBA fan, and I collected basketball cards like you wouldn't believe in the 90s. And my thing was, I would always look in the back of cards when I was real young. I was like, I don't know, 8 years old and seven, and I'd look back and I'd look to see when players' birthdays were. And
right.
I could never find one to lock up on June 17th. And I finally found a Popeye Jones Dallas Mavericks card, looked on the back. That was your birthday, my birthday. That was enough for me. I became a fan of yours ever since. I followed your career ever since, Coach. So kind of a cool moment for me to get you on the program.
Well, yeah, that is a cool moment. Well, I have to remember to give you a call and wish you happy birthday, you know. Us Geminis got to stick together.
We got to stick together. And I'm going to take you up on that. I swear, right now, in my house, my wife loves this. I still have every single card that I ever collected. So they're all there, Coach.
That's awesome, Brad. That is a great story.
It might take you a couple hours to sign them all, but I think we'll make it happen.
Yeah, I could do that.
Well, let's talk about it, Coach. I got a lot to unpack with you. I'm looking forward to this. This Nuggets basketball program, I mean, obviously, it's a great thing for me as a fan to see you with this group that I love so much with this Nuggets team, but it's been so fun to watch this group grow the last few years and obviously becoming a deep playoff team the last three or four.
Well, I tell you, not only, you know, as a coach, Brady, but as a fan as well, it's been, you know, and I was in the East, obviously, been in Indiana previously and in Philadelphia last year. It's been really fun to watch them as well as a fan. And now to be here, you know, it's great. I think, you know, Coach Malone has done a great job in building a program. Like you said, this team has grown together, added some pieces, and I just want to be a part of it, come in and contribute, get my knowledge of the game. You know, I'm going to be working with Coach Jordy Fernandez on the defensive side, so I'm excited for that. You know, I've done a lot of defensive stuff in the past in Indiana and as well in Philadelphia.
And that's a great thing to kind of transition to, because we're talking a lot about Michael Porter Jr., a lot of fans wondering what that next step's going to look like. And, you know, I think having somebody like you on that defensive side really working with MPJ, because he improved. It seemed like it improved from a fan's perspective, but he's got such an incredible game, such a unique game. And I know that if he can get that defensive side really going, man, maybe lights out for this guy.
Absolutely, and he has the tools. You know, we, as you see, sometimes it takes guys a little bit longer on that side of the ball, especially when they're special offensive players. You know, he has the size, he has the length, the athleticism to be a great defensive player. Now we just got to grow him more as an intelligent guy to be aware of different situations and to see things coming. And he's willing to work. You know, I met him a couple of times. He's been in the building working out. Love to see his offensive game when he works. His shot is so beautiful when he shoots it. I could sit there all day and watch him, Brady. But, you know, just through film study and getting on the court with him, just making him aware of different situations is going to make him a better defensive player. You know, I think back to when we had, Bogdanovich in Indiana, and we got him, everybody saying that, oh, he's a horrible defensive player. We made him into, you make those guys into a really good team defensive player, but also an okay individual defender, too, with effort and, just again, with intelligence.
We're talking to Denver Nuggets' new assistant coach, Popeye Jones. And, you know, I always wonder just how complex defenses can be, because you see so much communication going on out there, whether to whether to show out, to hedge out on screens, talking, making sure guys are set in the right positions. And it did seem like MPJ was just so focused on where do I need to be rather than trying to make defensive plays. And I'm guessing that's where you're really going to come in is, all right, let's take that transition. You know where you're supposed to be. Now we got to work on that footwork and get you really grinding on the defensive side.
Exactly, Brady. You're exactly right. I think that when you come in, you can't. And I think Coach Malone understands it, and Coach Fernandez, he understands it as well. You develop a system, and you say, hey, this is our system, and you get good guys to be really good within the system. And then once they get good within the system, then you, as you're saying, and then you develop more of, hey, get that footwork. We need the effort. Make sure you're putting the effort out. I think that, you know, if there's so many games in the NBA and they're coming so quick, you can't say, okay, one game we're going to play this way and then the next game we're going to do this. I think guys get too confused. So that system is really important, and he's going to be working to learn the system. And, you know, they have a pretty good system here, but, you know, we'll tweak it and do some different things.
I'm looking forward to that for sure, because I know that's been something, you know, the scoring's been there. We're seeing this team put up a lot of points, of course, led by the league MVP, Nikola Jokic. Hey, Coach, from your outside perspective last year, a lot of us fans and radio guys, you know, we like to get on here and complain. That's 90% of what we do.
And,
It did seem like the Joker was kind of disrespected from maybe the national media side, you know, as far as that trophy goes. And you still see lists coming out from the four-letter networks, the three-letter networks, saying, hey, here's the top five, and Joker doesn't hit on that list. What was that like from your perspective, from the outside of this organization?
Well, from the outside, you always, two times a year, you're like, wow, we got to play against Nikola Jokic tonight. What are we going to do? You know, being in the East, how are we going to guard him? Well, you know, again, I talked about that defensive system, but what are the tweaks we're going to make to try to slow him down? And he's beat me many a times. And from the disrespected standpoint, you mentioned that, you know, my thing is, when have you seen an MVP not get a Christmas Day game?
Right.
So that's unbelievable. I've got a chance to know him. He's been in the building. I see not only is he a great guy, but, man, he really works hard. And you can see why he won the MVP, because of that work ethic and the things that he's doing right now to prepare himself for the season.
I just don't get it. You know, I've watched basketball for years, and there's guys like Steph Curry. There's defensive-minded players. There's LeBron James. There's a lot of different styles of basketball. And you hear, well, Joker's style's not sexy. And, I mean, I love his game. I mean, it's deceptively quick the way he moves, and some of his up and unders are fantastic. So I'm always scratching my head when I hear that, because I'm thoroughly entertained, and I know I'm a little biased.
Right? No, you're not biased, Brady. A true basketball aficionado would say that, man, you know, that guy is special. Again, not only that the scoring, but the passing and the making guys better. I think that, you know, that's one thing that this generation of basketball players, they don't do enough. You know, we have the best, as you know, the best passing center in basketball. He makes everybody around him better. And if you look across the board at the great players, you look at the LeBron Jameses, and you see what he does, that the way he elevates his teammates by passing the basketball. And Joker, he does that from the center position better than anybody in the game, and probably better than anybody who's ever played the game. You can go back to Wilt Chamberlain, who they got on because he didn't pass the ball back in the day. The next year he led the league in assists. But, you know, or Bill Walton, who was a great center passer. But in my mind, Jokic is probably the best center who's ever passed the ball and has played that position before.
Man, you're getting me pumped up for the season. We're not that far away. I can't believe it. It's going to be a quick turnaround again.
It is. I think the guys you know, they understand that it's a quick turnaround. Again, they're slowly starting to trickle back in the building, getting ready. And the guys that are not here, they're on their home bases. They're working out. You know, it's something that the league wanted to have happen, to get back on that 82-game schedule and to get back on, you know, the same kind of timeline that the NBA season has always ran on.
It's going to be an interesting challenge to watch you guys without Jamal Murray for who knows. I mean, you hear, you know, it depends on the day. You hear maybe around March or so. Such a huge piece to what this Nuggets organization has been over the last few years. But one thing that we hear, Coach, and you're probably already seeing that this guy's one of the hardest working guys in the business.
He is another guy. Again, you know, I have to go back to Coach Malone. The way he's grown this organization and developed this, you know, this working mentality here. It's fun to see. It's fun to come in. It's fun to be a part of it. You know, we have this saying in coaching a little bit, you know, when guys come in, are they sunshine or are they a dark cloud? You know, how the dark cloud with the rain. These players, when they come in and they get ready to work, man, you see sunshine over their heads. And they go up on the court and they work hard. And the support staff, the player development coaches, from the strength coaches to trainers, it's a big family and environment, but everybody works really hard around.
I love that, and you know, you get a sense of that when you see it from the outside. But to hear you kind of say that's what the group's like. Funny story about Coach Malone a few years back. Coach, we were at media day there, and they were going down the elevators. All the media was supposed to go down one elevator, and the staff and players were going down another. Well, there was three of us that got lost. Surprisingly, I was one of those people that get lost often. And the media elevator stopped working, so we were stuck. So we ended up having to go on the coach elevator, and it was three of us with Coach Malone and one of his reps. First thing they said when we walked in, said, "No questions, please." And it got quiet. It was uncomfortably quiet. And I can't remember who it was, but one of the reporters turns to Coach and starts bringing out his notepad, asking like he's going to ask a question. Coach Malone was such a sport about that. So it's he's a great basketball mind, but it just seems like he's a good guy to be around too.
He is, Brady. Again, you're right about being a great basketball mind. I've had the pleasure already to sit down. You know, we had some coaches meeting to break down some film and discuss some different offensive and defensive situations. And I got to see right off the bat the type of basketball mind that he is. And obviously, he comes from good pedigree. I've always been a huge fan of his father's. You know, and I mentioned him when he was interviewing me. How's your father doing? His father's always came up to me, and he's always encouraged me as a player and also as a young coach. So again, I'm happy to be here, happy to be a part of it, and I'm looking forward to it this season, just like you are.
We're talking to Nuggets assistant coach Popeye Jones. Okay, Coach, last couple for you. How do you balance coaching basketball when you got two kiddos on the opposite side when they're skating and they're going at it on the hockey? Now they're on one team now, so that's kind of cool. Of course, Seth Jones and Caleb Jones. I love that story too, and I want to talk about that in a moment. But how many games do you get to sit down and watch? Because your schedule's nuts, their schedule's nuts.
It is nuts. You know, the first thing you do is when our schedule comes out, usually the hockey schedule comes out first. You look and say, oh, we're going to be in the same city. And, you know, it's probably only happened between the two of them probably two times in, what, 8 years now? And we actually ended up in the same city at the same time. And then the next thing is, okay, you know, when we play in their city, are they gonna play at home? So you kind of look at that, and then from there you look at the All-Star break. Okay, you know, last year in Philly, you know, we coached during the All-Star break, but you know, we didn't have fans anyway, just like they didn't have fans in the NHL. So that's the next, you know, thing that you try to do is you try to go All-Star break and you see them play, and then you know, the biggest thing now, you just mentioned it, Brady, that they're on the same team.
Yeah.
Now I don't have to watch two games. I can only have to watch one game. It's usually I got my iPad set up when I'm on the road with the NHL, you know, package on center ice, and then I'm usually working on film and breaking down film on my computer. So, but watching one game is going to save me a lot of time. And I'm going to get a lot more sleep this season because of it.
Well, I was thinking about you with that for sure. So were you a hockey fan before? Because I know when you were in Denver, you played in Denver for quite a few games, and you met Joe Sakic. Is that right?
Yeah, I became a hockey fan, though, Brady, when I was playing for the Mavericks. Dallas Mavericks.
Oh, yeah.
I actually did I did some charity stuff, and Mike Modano actually was there at the same time. And me and Mike Modano, you know, we started talking, and he invited me to a game. And so I went to a game, and I was like, what is going on here? You know, I remember one instance, a player got hit in the face with a puck, and blood went everywhere, and they kind of just got him off the ice, and they kept playing. And I'm sitting there watching going, there's blood on the ice.
Wow.
In basketball, anytime there's blood, they stop it and clean it up. But these guys kept playing, and And then from there, you know, I moved from Dallas, and then we moved here, and you know, all the battles with the Avs and the Dallas the Stars. I was still a Stars fan. I hate to tell you that. My kids became an Avalanche fan, and they got to go to the game and watch the Avs win the Stanley Cup. And I think that's when they really got addicted to hockey. You know, growing up playing youth hockey in the area, they grew up playing they played for Littleton Hawks, and then they transitioned. You know, when the AAA youth hockey program came around with the Colorado Thunderbirds and Angelo Ricci, who's a good friend of ours still, who actually still trains our kids with On Ice Instruction. He's been a big part of their hockey development from youth all the way, obviously, to them being in the NHL.
Wow, what a cool story. My goodness. So you did, you know, because I remember when this happened. I'm a little hazy, but you ran into Joe Sakic and you kind of told him about your kiddos, saying, hey, they're going to play hockey.
Yeah, it's funny that we're still at the same spot, and it's funny the way that the this has changed, I guess, the Nuggets facility down here, where the weight room used to be at is where the kitchen is now. So Joe was in the weight room working out, and I was walking through the weight room, and I saw him, and obviously I knew who he was because, you know, being a hockey fan, and I just went up to him and introduced myself, and asked him, I said, my kids want to play hockey, you know, and they're playing a little bit of youth hockey, but what do I need to do? I know nothing about hockey. You know, I've been watching games, but I don't know what they need to do. And he looked down at me, and he looked all the way up at me, because we know Joe's not a very big guy. And he goes, from the looks of it, they're going to be pretty big. Make sure they know how to skate. So I couldn't wait to get home. I got home, and I told him, I said, yeah, hey, I ran into Joe Sakic today. And he said, if you guys want to play hockey, you got to really know how to skate. So y'all need to take some skating lessons. And they started taking skating lessons, Brady, and they ran with the sport. Kind of was jealous there for a little bit. I was like, hey, it's basketball season now. You know, and they were like, no, it's hockey season. And summer rolled around. I was like, hey, it's baseball season. No, no, it's still hockey season. So they started playing hockey year-round, and they love the sport, and it's great to see, you know, obviously the development of them. And, you know, I always say about hockey players, and I've met a lot of them, I watched Seth actually played on an all-star team. I guess they were probably 14, 15 with Nate McKinnon. Got to see him and meet his family at a young age, and a lot of more NHL players that I've actually met over the years. And both my sons going to the U.S. National Development Program. It really helped them mature. You know, they had to leave home at 16, but they're fine young men. They understand the work ethic and what needs to happen for them to be successful. So, you know, I'm just a happy father, and I just follow along and don't give them too much hockey advice. My advice is to listen to the coach, be a good teammate, and work hard.
And keep working on that skating too, right? Well, I tell you what, the NHL is pretty happy they chose hockey, and obviously that's cool that they get to be on the same team as well, man. That's a great story.
Yeah. Thank you. I appreciate it, Brady.
Coach, it's an honor to get you on the show. I absolutely love that you're with the Denver Nuggets. I'm so excited for the season, and I'd love to continue to do this because, like I said, I got hundreds of cards for you to sign, Coach. I mean, my goodness, we got to get that done.
Well, absolutely, and where I can put a name or a face with the voice. When you're down here, please come up and introduce yourself.
Absolutely. We're hoping to get down there for Media Day for sure, so we'd love to do that. And, hey, I know Coach Malone likes a brewery up here, Weldworks Brewery. He mentioned it. So maybe he says he comes up here to Greeley, so maybe he'll give you a ride sometime. We can do that.
Awesome. Sounds good. I appreciate it.
All right, Coach. We'll talk to you soon. Good luck, my friend.
Okay. Thanks, Brady. Thanks for having me.
All right. That's Popeye Jones, Ronald Popeye Jones. Assistant basketball, almost said assistant men's basketball for the Denver Nuggets. Great story. A lot of people don't realize that Seth Jones and Caleb Jones, Seth Jones, I mean, obviously was a fourth overall pick a few years back. Those are his kids. Popeye Jones was a gritty, tough, defensive-minded basketball player. His kids turned out to be pretty good hockey players. 24 minutes after the hour. We're talking Buffs next with Brian Howell of Buff Zone. We'll be right back.
The Ellison Hubbard Show, presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza. Mondays at 1 on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.